KN4 VWA, mobile.
KO4 ZEW, good morning.
And how are you on a beautiful Thursday morning? This is Steve on this end, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo.
This is Ben, as in Benjamin. I'm down here in Malden, and I was working for the past hour and a half, and now I'm taking a break.
Well, that's good that you're on a job where you can take a break, or are you self-employed?
I work remote, 100%, so I work out of my living room.
Well, there you go. That's pretty good. So you work from home on the computer, right?
That is correct. I work on the Epic systems that hospitals use.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, a friend of mine just retired. He used to go in and set up all the networks in hospitals and large businesses and facilities.
Okay, I know my computer networking, but it's not my specialty. My specialty is this software, and I actually sub-specialize in home health and hospice. So any clinicians or therapists that go into the home, that's my specialty, that's my department.
Oh, yeah. Not bad. So, do you also set up their systems and the softwares on their hardware?
No, I don't do the software installation. I do the software configuration and setup and all that stuff. So, I do the implementation for when the hospitals want to switch from another system over to Epic. I help them through that, like capturing workflows and then trying to get the way they do things programmed into the computer so the computer does things the way they do and they can operate quickly and more efficiently. Hopefully less time on the computer, more time with the patient. That's my goal.
Well, that sounds great. Yeah, now is Epic related to MyChart at all?
Yes, MyChart is a subspecialty of Epic, so it is just one tiny fragment of the system. Epic, it does the billing, it does the clinical notes, the ordering, the prescriptions, everything. So yeah, MyChart is the patient portal, so that's just one piece of it.
I knew I'd heard of Epic before. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, you get the tough end. The MyChart's pretty much dealing with all the nitwits out there like me.
I've seen that MyChart come a long way in the past 5-10 years or so. I really like it compared to a lot of the other patient portals. To me, it's easy to navigate, and I don't even work on that module.
Well, I use it all the time, and it's good. I like it. So you're in Malden.
That is correct. Up here off Butler Road near the high school.
Okay, yeah. Guy I went to high school with, also named Steve, lives over there in Forrester Woods.
Oh, so he is probably less than a mile from me.
That's right, and he does mainly HF, but his call sign is KN4WQQ.
WQQ, I should be able to remember that. I do it all. I go down every rabbit hole I can with amateur radio. There's so many of them. But yeah, Forrester Woods. I wonder, do you know his HF antenna setup? Is there an HOA, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, he's got a Hustler vertical in his backyard, and he lives right on the edge. His backyard goes into the little lake, and he's actually using the lake as a ground plane.
That's pretty smart. I'm using an off-center fed dipole, and I've been using it since July. Nobody's noticed it, so I'm thinking it's... I'd like to get it stretched out a little more, but it's doing the job right now.
Well, there you go. Well, I live in north of Inman. I'm about 4 miles. No, I take that back. Yep, 4 miles south of Highway 11 on New Cut Road. And let me tell you what, I got 6 acres, and nobody tells me what to do on it. Now, I've got a 50-foot tower, and I've got a real nice beam up at the top. I talk anywhere I want to talk.
Well, I agree. My next house is not going to be in an HOA. I've lived in both situations, and I really enjoyed having my own property at the time. I was headed towards the tower.
Well, how long do you think it'll be before you manage that new place?
I'm going to put it in the 5 to 10 year plan.
Okay, well, you're not quite ready yet. Because I know where there's a tower for cheap.
Yeah, I run into them all the time. And a lot of people just say, you can have it if you come take it down. A lot of people are letting them go really, you know, they want to make a little bit off of them, which is totally understandable. So if I'm looking for one, I'll let you know. KO4ZEW ID.
KA5WLL. Is that a Steve?
Leroy, how you doing, brother? You been doing all right? I'm out here with Dan. Say hello to Dan.
It's like I haven't heard that voice in a long time. How you been?
Well, I've been trying to behave, but you know how that goes.
Yeah, I know how your trying goes, too.
74NGU.
Go ahead, NGU.
How you guys doing? Steve, you don't have that computer with you. You're coming in direct really good. You must be close to me.
I do not have it with me, but we need to get together. We really do. Matter of fact, I'm going to be down in Greenville tomorrow working on a system over at 14 and Woodruff Road, so I could possibly swing up by you. Now, you're going to be in Bowling Springs, aren't you?
Yeah, I might be going to pick up a mower in Greenville tomorrow, though, so we need to coordinate on time, maybe.
Well, I'll get that thing and I'll put it in the truck, and we'll hook up somehow or another, okay? Leroy is in there, and so is Dan. Go ahead, Leroy.
I got to run. Leroy, hello, and we'll talk to y'all later. W4, never give up, clear.
Roger that. I got to go, too. I just heard you two in there talking, and I thought I'd jump in for a second. We'll talk to you later. KN4VWA, KA5WLS73. You and Ben also.
First time. I got to start getting some more airtime. As a matter of fact, W4NGU and I are planning a little bit of POTA. So, you ever do POTA?
Negative, I don't do POTA, but Ben in here, I believe, does quite a bit. And I think you doubled with him for most of your transmissions. So, anyways, I'm going to jump. Y'all have a good day. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bud, good to hear from you. You take it easy. And you said Ben was in here? Is that right? Is that Ben?
Yes, it is Ben, as in Benjamin.
Oh, okay. I thought you had said Dan. Okay. Well, I never claimed to be fast on the uptake.
I've been getting that all my life. People they just hear Dan. It's just a more common name than Ben. So I could go by Benjamin, and that would eliminate the confusion. So I may start doing that.
Well, I tell you what, I'm glad to hear Ben, because that was my grandpa's name, and I tell you what, he was special. So, you ever do any POTA?
I finally got set up, so I'm portable to do it. I tested my portability at the winter field day with RARS, and everything went real well, so I am planning on it. I want to combine POTA with geocaching, and try to get out some more this summer.
Well, there you go. And I don't know if you heard me tell Leroy, W4NGU, Phil and I are planning on trying to do a little bit of POTA. I've got a fifth wheel camper, and I like to take my radio out with me. So I bought myself what's called a Trans World antenna. And man, that thing works great. Man, it's good. So, and it sets up, and it just works great. It takes about five to 10 minutes at worst to set it up. And I run I've got a spare Yaesu FT450 that I use. And, man, there just about ain't nowhere I can't hit.
Yeah, I'm looking at those antennas online right now, and of course the middle picture is a camper. But I figure you just picked up on the trans part and ran with it.
Well, it's nice to be that portable with it, and it's a Trans World, and they got them. DX Engineering bought out the company that manufactured them. And I got one right before they got bought out, and it's really a solid antenna. You ought to go online and go over and take a look at that thing.
I'm looking at them right now. Which one do you have, the TW2010 regular or L?
Well, I kind of customized mine in setting up. I've got the regular bands up to 20, and then I've got the 40-meter add-on.
Okay. Yeah, I'm scrolling, and I'm seeing several different versions, except for the L Backpacker, which looks like it's a 5-band, and I think that's really cool. I don't know if you have to manually adjust it when you switch bands or not, but interesting. I got them up on the computer reading about them now.
Yeah, I have to manually use the little jumpers to select my band, but that only takes about 3 seconds to move them. And I've got mine in a rifle case with a little. I've got my own custom base for it. A little tripod, extendable at base, and that thing, it just sets up so fast, it's unreal. So, and something else too, I don't have to use a tuner. It's every band is within 3, so on the SWR. So I just use the tuner out of my radio, and I'm all set and ready to go, man.
Oh, yeah, that's great. It must be, you must have it tuned for multiband, and then you just, you know, switch it over, and then tune up, and ready to go.
Bingo. Yeah, it's quick, and it works great. The first time I set it up, my first hit was in Slovenia.
That's a big hop. I'm running barefoot on a 7300, and I've got one of those Maxcon off-center fed dipoles, and I've worked 178 countries with this joker, and an M-fed 133-foot for a while. I really want to get that back up, but I got to get the space to do it.
Just confirm, you said Maxcon? You got that out of Georgia?
Yes, you are correct.
I've got the inverted B off-center up at my house right now. That I'm my beam is good up to 40, okay? And if I want to hit 80, I use my MaxCon. And if I want to go short range, see, I've got it set up in an inverted V. And if I want to do short range or ground plane, man, I jump on that MaxCon. It's great.
It is. So you can see why I'm using it as my primary in an HOA. Because, you know, for a wire antenna, it's one of the best out there.
You bet. And, I mean, it just works. And mine's about 5 or 6 years old now, and I've never had an issue. I mean, not even with the load or anything else. It just works. Man, I tell you what, they're good. And they're cheap, too.
Yeah, when you've got them in stock, they're really expensive. I can't remember what I paid for mine, $125, $150, something like that. So it was really inexpensive, and it's good up to 3 kilowatts. So I can throw an amp on it, too.
Well, I've got a 800-watt amp on it, which is nothing for it, but, I mean, I put that amp on there. Oh, it's just sweet. It's just sweet, and it just works. Okay, give me your call sign again.
That is Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey.
KO4. What's the rest?
Libra Echo Whiskey. Zulu Echo Whiskey.
Good deal. I'm going to have to try to get on a locator and figure out where you are in relation to where WQQ is.
Yeah, there's a lot of sidewalks around here, so I could probably even throw on a backpack and bicycle to his place.
Oh, yeah. If you're that near the high school, that's a nice little walk. So, well, cool. Well, listen, I just picked up a friend of mine, and we're headed into town to have a little fun, so I'm going to let you go. You take it easy. Nice Cusco this morning. Nice ride along. I enjoyed it. Ben, you just have a good morning, and you better get back to work, bud. I tell you what. You know, you got to get in there and be a dirty, rotten capitalist. Oh, you have a good morning. 73s. I hope I talk to you pretty soon. K4, VWA, clear after your final.
Yeah, great. I only had 20 minutes to 15, but that's okay. I don't have anybody standing over my head. What is your call sign again? I just want to make sure I get you logged. I know we hung out at Gene's place.
KN4VWA, that's Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha.
Steve Wilder, that was your last name. Okay. Yeah, it looks like I logged you back in 2022. But you're in the book.
Well, there you go, bud. All right, you have a good one. I'm clear.
KO4ZEW, clear.